by Sun Gardens Hospice. And Carolyn, you've got the difficult task now.
I do.
To me.
Yes. All about finance.
You know that there was a song that went viral on TikTok. I'm looking for a man in finance.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Well, I'm not the man. I'm definitely the lady. But yes, we can talk about finance.
Listen, I think it's always so important to say to people, first of all, that, you know, an organization like a hospice or something, you don't necessarily need money. You need donations, right?
Yes, definitely.
But let's start with, what do you guys need here at Sun Gardens Hospital? Even if it's money, we'll talk about money. Let's go.
You know what? I think people always think, yes, it's about money. But we have the retail store. So for us, it's definitely about the donations. If you have anything in your home that you can give us, from clothing to furniture, anything like that, we are happy to sell it in our shop. You know, we often see people arrive here and they give us jewelry, things like that. We have auctions that we can sell them at, paintings. So we have different areas that or means that we sell those items. But your daily things, if you have Tupperware in your cupboard and you want to clean them out, you know, it's holiday now. Mm-hmm. Go around. You've got kids' toys. I know when my kids went to university, we attacked our garage, my husband and I, and we went through. We found Barbies and DVDs and records. And so bring those around. There are definitely people that love coming to our shop and they just search through the shelves and they buy them. But that's not the only avenue. We definitely do need the monetary donations as well. We are in urgent need at this stage of a bucky. So we've started our new project at the moment where we'd like to replace one of our vehicles that go to fetch these items from people's homes. But we also, our IPU, our inpatient unit, we'd like to upgrade at the moment. So we're looking at upgrading our bathroom. So, you know, if somebody out there knows of somewhere where we can get our, you know, the shower equipment, tiles, things like that, that we can use. It's also items like that that makes the project easier for us to upgrade. In our retail shop, we always need shelving. So it's practical items that are also important.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, we'd like to keep the property looking good. So maintenance items, paint, things for our garden. You know, we're called Sun Gardens for a reason.
Yes.
The people that come here always say to us, our gardens look lovely. It's so lovely for our patients to sit in the gardens and just gain that peace when they're sitting there. So there are so many things, and they're welcome to phone and just say, what can they do for us?
Now, if I do want to phone, maybe I've got a few extra cents lying around and I want to give it for the Bucky Project, or maybe I can give labor towards your bathroom. I can come and put in tiles or whatever. How can I get in contact with Sun Gardens?
Okay, so brilliant question. There are different ways to do that. Obviously, they're welcome to contact me. But we have a telephone number. It's 012-348-1934. It'll go through to our reception, and they can leave their details there, or they're welcome to contact me in the finance office and then tell me there is a donation they'd like to give. Can they give it towards? We'd also like to do a remembrance wall for people that have passed away. Anything, and we'll give them the projects. We have a list of projects that we can say what would they like to donate towards. So, and then they also get a Section 18A certificate for any donations they make. Or otherwise, if there's items they'd like to donate towards the patients, we will then direct them to the IPU. We have a wish list available. It's also available on our website. So if they go to the website, which is www.sungardens.org.za, they'll find the information there as well. They can contact us through that method.
What is your biggest need in your patient unit at the moment?
I think in our patients at the moment, our wish list changes quite a bit. But, you know, as an MPO, we want to serve our community. And it's always, you know, from our side, there's home-based care, as everybody's aware, and then our inpatients. And we want to be able to say to the patients out there, if you don't have money, let us help you. We never, ever want to turn a patient away. We want to offer them that quality of life. So if somebody can donate There are certain food items, and I want to be very specific, certain food items. Mm-hmm. So it's not just general foods. People that have life-threatening diseases can only eat certain items. They're welcome to contact us. We'll tell them this is the need that we have. And we send them that wish list, which tells them there's certain soups or certain items there. They're welcome to buy it, and we'll make sure it gets to those patients.
So just give us that website again and your telephone number so that people can be reminded how they can get more info.
Perfect. I'll do so. It is www.sungardens.org.za, and our telephone number is 012-348-1934.
Carolyn, thank you so much for coming to talk to us about finances. A very uncomfortable topic, but it's such a necessary one, especially when it comes to a project that really serves the community. So if you would like to donate, please come in contact with Carolyn.
Thank you so much for having me here.